Dateline, Chicago, Illinois, June 1st, 2006. Cigarette butt litter, another danger of smoking cigarettes.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hi, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and today I'm joined by Michael Organ, Executive Director of CharityGuide.org. Michael, how are you?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And can we start off by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and about CharityGuide.org?
Sure. I'm Executive Director of CharityGuide, a nonprofit organization which helps busy people make a difference. We provide a directory of volunteer opportunities which can be done anywhere and at any time. A perfect example of that kind of flexible volunteering is the topic of today's webcast, reducing cigarette butt litter.
Now, is cigarette butt litter really a problem?
Cigarette butts are the most littered item in the United States. 4.5 trillion, and that's trillion with a T, cigarette butts are littered in our parks, sidewalks, and public places each year. When people casually flick a cigarette butt out of a car window or toss aside a cigarette while walking, they don't think about the harm it'll cause.
But aren't cigarette butts biodegradable?
Most people think that. But no, 95% of filters are made of plastic cellulose acetate, and that can take many years to decompose. One carelessly tossed cigarette can cause significant damage. Just imagine the compounded effect of 4.5 trillion cigarette butts each year.
And what happens to cigarette butts that don't decompose?
Well, many get eaten by birds and small animals. There are 165 different chemicals in cigarettes that birds and other small animals will ingest, thinking that the cigarette butts are food. This can lead to starvation or malnutrition if the cigarette butts block the birds or small animals' intestinal tract, and even prevent digestion, or they'll accumulate in the digestive tract, which will make the animal feel full and thus lessen its desire to feed, which will ultimately, potentially, cause its death.
Well, that's no good. Is there also an impact on the actual environment other than animals?
Yeah, that cigarette litter is not just a problem for animals or just an aesthetic eyesore. It causes significant fire and environmental damage as well. Cigarette butts that aren't properly extinguished can, and in fact do, start fires. For instance, back in January 2001, a motorist was driving along Interstate 8 in San Diego County who flicked a cigarette butt onto the center median. That sparked a fire that eventually burned more than 10,000 acres, destroying 16 homes, and charred 64 vehicles. All the costly fire and environmental damage could be avoided if people heeded the same attentiveness to cigarette disposal as they do to throwing away any other kind of trash.
And how can smokers help all these problems?
Well, if you smoke, never toss a still smoldering cigarette butt. Also considering what they call a pocket ashtray. These ashtrays are very thin, foil lined, and they trap the smell inside. If you don't have a pocket ashtray, you could also use a film or mint container as an improvised storage until you can properly dispose of the cigarette butts later.
And what could non-smokers do to make a difference?
Well, I'd encourage non-smokers to go to our website, www.charityguide.org. That's CharityGuide, all one word, .org. There, they can find articles with tips on how they can encourage others to stop littering cigarette butts. Or, if they're interested, they can find other ways to volunteer and make a difference for animals or the environment in as few as 15 minutes.
And could you give us any other contact information in case our listeners would like to learn even more?
Sure. Listeners are welcome to send us questions. They can send those questions to questions@charityguide.org, or they can visit our website. We have contact information there. Again, the website is www.charityguide.org.
All right, Michael, it's been a pleasure speaking with you again, as always, and I wish your organization the best of luck spreading the word about the dangers of cigarette butts.
Thanks, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.